Hi guys, welcome to Pillow Talks.
And ask, what's the worst date you guys have been on?
I've said this before so many times. The guy that hype fished me, that was the worst date. No, actually, that wasn't the worst date, actually. What now that I think then? About it. Why am I so low? One second. I don't go any higher. My worst date. Mm-hmm. No, that was it. I think there's something worse than that, but I'll think and then I'll come back. But that definitely... So, obviously, I was speaking to this person. And speaking, I don't know what is wrong with me. This is the going for the personality in me. And I don't ask. So, you know, how tall are you? What's going on with your height? Mm-hmm. He didn't tell me.
Honestly, I didn't think... past the age of 21, I didn't think we needed to ask these things anymore. I can't lie.
Yeah, like, because to you, how important is height?
No, like you don't have to be. Listen, you don't
just
have to be
taller than me.
Yes, you don't. You don't technically have to be. You know, I don't like. You don't have to be taller than me. You just don't have to be shorter. You can't be shorter than me.
So then he has to be taller than you, or the same height.
The same height as me.
Okay.
Or like, I don't like breaking my neck for a man.
When we hug, my at the very least, my forehead is touching your lips.
Yeah. I see you there. What's yours, Obi? What's your estate?
I've never even thought about that one. So.
I have one in mind.
Well, on his behalf.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it.
You got tea on me. Go and spill it.
He says, you got tea for me. About me.
Wait, let me see what is it? Let me see what
when you about. When you had that walk. It was a walk.
Oh.
He looks so traumatized when he remembered that.
You get what I mean? Oh, wow. Oh my God. Yeah. I was there for that one.
Yeah, like I link a girl for the first time mm-hmm. and she starts telling me that she doesn't want to go anywhere. She just wants to walk around. for hours upon
hours.
Yes.
Of walking.
This guy messages me and he's like, it's raining. And I'm outside. I'm there like, wait, why are you outside when it's raining?
Yeah.
I'm on a date. I was there like,
why did she do that?
I don't know, man.
Nature, innit? Nature lover.
It's raining. You don't want to be inside?
Like for whatever reason, she's really big on walking.
Okay.
I have issues, you know where to find her at least.
Walking.
She's out for a walk.
Yeah, she does like 4-hour walks.
Where's she going?
I don't know.
She's trying to find God. Jesus. Come back.
I was about to say she's walking to the end of the earth at this point.
I mean, I didn't see after that clearly, but yeah.
The worst date I've been on.
I don't think you've had a worst date.
I just didn't like the person.
Yeah, I just didn't like people. Had worst dates. Like dates have been alright.
But doesn't
actually.
Not liking the guy also contribute on the date not
no,
being good?
Because the date was good.
No, the date was the good. I just feel like
I don't mean every time.
No. She's very picky. So like, it's not that the person is actually a bad person.
Yeah, it's not that they did something wrong. I just didn't.
She just didn't vibe.
Mesh with
you. Do you get what I mean? I don't think you've had a bad date, no. Shout out to you, innit? Wow. That's actually mad.
Turns out I just need to,
You just need to meet people that you actually...
I'm actually trying to think, because I feel like I have, but...
A bad date?
There's got to be something.
A turn off, okay, maybe at the date, but I don't think you've had...
A turn off at the date.
I don't think you've had like the worst date. Like,
I will remember this for the rest of my life.
Yeah. No, see that my one's traumatizing.
Yeah, no.
Because I looked at their brother and I wanted to run somewhere, but he was walking towards me.
No, I could not.
I actually could not. I couldn't go anywhere. It's like I tried calling him again and I was like, "Hello." I was like, "Is this you walking?" He's like, "Yeah." I hang up and I'm there like, you know when you get
flat. So he got out of the car and he was the same height as the door.
He was. You know when you, You know when you watch these movies and there's like flashbacks, innit?
Yeah. Yeah,
I had a flashback, me telling my friends, he's 6 foot.
Oh, when you...
Yeah, I had a flashback, me telling my friends that he's 6 foot. Yes, because he said he's 6 foot.
Oh, wow.
So you really came and lied to me.
He didn't catfish you, he straight up lied.
And I was just there.
Because it's not like he was editing his pictures to look... You have to tell these people to stand
wait, hold on. The fridge. How tall was he?
He's 5'4" to the least.
You're lying.
Lie, I don't tell.
5'4".
Mm-hmm.
So this guy didn't even add like one extra inch.
I literally told myself.
Nah, because like.
Yeah, they're
no.
All.
Yeah, because guys used to do that still. They would have like 1 inch. Too.
Yeah, but.
Like a booster. But if you're 5'4".
I mean, with that 1 inch, you can make it up by wearing Air Forces. So.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, but if 5 foot.
Yeah, but I listen to the worst part in my head. Like when I was getting ready,
yeah.
I was there like, should I put on some heels?
You would have been the man.
Wow. I literally sat there and I was looking at this guy like.
So where's the rest of you?
No, I looked under the table because I need to find you.
Where's the rest of you?
I was very
upset.
There's
a whole foot missing.
I was literally upset, but what can you do? In all honesty, what am I going to do apart from just look at him?
Just hope that the rest of the day goes well.
No, it did go well, but...
Did you guys stay friends after that?
They tried.
Once in a while we'll speak. It's a very happy birthday, happy new year.
Oh, damn. Wow. You know, you always have that one chat with someone in the family or a friend. It's just happy birthday, happy birthday.
No,
you're
that's
just sending
me.
It to everyone, to each other every year.
Yeah. And it's like, some people, when they say thank you, I don't open it. Because it's like...
I do open it and that's it.
No, I don't.
Until next year, have to wish them a
happy birthday. I have people like that on WhatsApp. You and know? Literally our conversations, happy birthday, happy new year.
Why don't you open it? That's literally a conversation closer. So it's not like you have to reply.
I don't see the point. I archive my conversations that I'm not going to open, but now I hate the archive because it shows you, like it stays there and then it shows you. You have one message in archive. I'm there like, oh.
Check it.
So now I had to go and now open all of them.
You know what you can do with the new update? You can schedule messages.
Yeah,
shortcut.
I saw this woman,
her man caught her
red-handed.
Because she was sleeping and he got a message from her saying good morning, babe.
And he looked at her, he looked at the phone, he's like, how are you typing this? But you can set it to where it's like, good morning, and it just sends it to the person. I was there like...
After God-fear woman.
No, after God-fear technology. What is this?
I mean, who's using it?
Women. After God fit everyone. Because I was just like, okay, what the hell?
So since we spoke about the worst dates, what is your best date?
Oh, my best date.
Just quick with it.
No, because mine was good.
Okay.
Let me tell you guys about my best date. So basically, I was at home. I wasn't doing anything, and the person that I am currently speaking to was basically like, what are you doing? I was like, nothing, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't a date outside. It was a date in the house, but
okay.
It was nice.
Yeah. Indoor date.
Yeah, very spontaneous type of thing. So I was like, no, I'm not doing anything, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
My guy had basically made like his week's meal, whatever.
Meal prep.
Yeah. And then he was like, oh, I have like food left over in it. And I was like, okay, cool. Like pack me some and like drop it off and then go to work as you be going. And then he was like, no, like just, you know, come over, blah, blah, blah. I get there. It's a nice little cushion, a movie situation. That's and nice. I was there like, oh, this cute. Is so, I'm cute. Not going to say the word, but yeah.
Cute.
It was that. Well, and I was just like, oh, well done. Because I don't like,
sorry,
I don't know.
I'm supposedly stush showing my feelings.
No, it's not like that. It's actually not like that. I just don't like. I don't like getting attached. Do you get what I mean?
You're giving him a compliment.
Where's the attachment? I said this is nice. That's what I said. Okay. I said it's nice, but I like certain words. I don't like using certain words because they might get the person into thinking other, like, you know. So let's keep it to that. Okay. I said this is nice. That's what I said. But so far that was, you know, there was the wine, there was the like cushions. I haven't had wine in a while. You know, a lot of cushions. And I was just there like, raw.
That's the first time I hear a man having a lot of pillows.
Yeah, he bought the ones from downstairs and everything.
Downstairs. Made upstairs.
Like upstairs, sorry. He brought the ones from upstairs to downstairs and like made a little you see when we were young we used to like make them little caves.
Yeah.
So it was that type of situation. And then we watched a Marvel movie. I was there like, ah,
marry him.
No. It's not on my mind like that. But it was really lovely.
Oh, good.
It was really, really we're still getting to know each other. We'll see. You know? No, it was. But yeah, what was yours?
Mine was probably last year for my birthday with my ex. She made like this little cute picnic kind of thing.
That was a nice one. Yeah. I like that one. I wasn't there by the way, but it was nice.
I'm seeing the look in her eyes on his behalf.
No, it was nice. Like, you know, girls, we don't do those things.
Don't we?
Well, no, I don't do those things. Let me say, I don't.
When you like the person you
with. When you like the person that you're with, you would go above and beyond. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice one. What was yours?
What is mine? I can't think of it. I think it was last year as well, just before I left to go Greece for my birthday. What did my ex do? He booked a hotel.
Everyone with exes. Anyone with relationship here.
It's not current. Well, the most current one was when I took the guy out. So that was nice. We went to the... where did we go? We went to this roof garden thing in Canary Wharf.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Then we went out to eat. And it was outdoor dining. The sun was shining. And
wow. Da-da-da. That is nice.
It is.
How much?
It was near the... was it near the river? Yeah, it was near the river.
Near the river?
Near the river.
How much is this?
So...
in total. Because then I want to ask you another question. How much is it? How much is it?
Well, I didn't need to pay anything to book for the garden thing.
No, it's fine. That's not the question.
That's not the
How much was it?
I don't remember. Like 50 or 60 pounds in total?
Oh, okay. That's fine. I just had to make sure she didn't spend as much as she would spend on me.
No.
That's fine. That's chicken change.
I think he had appetizers because he wasn't hungry. I said, not for me, because me too, I don't have that much money.
But you know what? I don't get it. When people, like, when someone's like, I'm going to take you out, yeah? Why don't you eat? Like, when, especially guys, why do guys do that? When a girl's like, I'm going to take you out, you know you're hungry.
They feel the need to, like,
why are you holding it back? Like, be eating, bruv. When I invite you over to my house, your plate is stacked. Mountain. But when we're out, you want to do free shrimp.
Let the man answer.
Sorry.
No, it's like, it's a social thing. Like, if you're outside and the girl is paying, you just don't really want to eat.
Why?
You don't really want to.
Why? So but you eat when your mom's paying. I don't get it.
That's your mom, though.
She's still a woman.
Yeah,
unless you're telling me once you no woman should be paying for you at a certain age. I'm just saying, like, your mom's a woman. No,
but hold on, the guy that you're referring to, what was you guys' relation, what was the relationship?
Getting to know each other.
She
was like, I was probably looking at her and
getting to know each other. Yeah,
that's probably why, because if she was a boyfriend, probably wouldn't mind.
Oh, okay. I see that.
Yeah, because it was like...
it makes sense.
What was it? Like the third day?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, third.
Wrong. You're a nice person and you're paying already on the third date.
You paid for the first two.
Oh, you're...
literally everything, including transport.
Mad.
So what's your own?
What?
What's your own?
No, my own is jealousy. Don't worry. Mine, I don't know if you can't see, like, it's very explicit. Like, it's shining bright like a diamond.
She said my own is jealousy.
My own is jealousy, please. Don't mind me. Yeah. Literally don't mind me.
It was a nice day, I have to say. I should organise more dates.
I should go on more dates. I feel like every time I have this bad habit now where when someone's like, oh, let's go on a date, I'm like, yes, 100%.
And then when the day comes, you cancel.
I block. I block. Like, I block.
Okay, are you going to elaborate?
No, I just block. The thing is, yeah.
Do you panic or something?
No, panic for who? There's no panicking, but my whole thing is like, I'm excited to go until it's the time to go. Like,
so you like the idea more than actually doing it.
Yeah.
So, but your issue is just who's asking you?
No, it doesn't matter.
Are you sure?
No, it actually doesn't matter.
So no matter who asks
you. I was supposed to go out with one of our friends last week. I said, hey,
who?
I'm busy. Nibs. Oh. I said, I'm busy. She was like, oh, okay, cool. I was in bed.
So you're telling me if
I don't know what it is though.
If someone comes through that you're really feeling and ask you to go on a date, you're still gonna cancel?
Yes. I'm not gonna lie. My mood is better than your face. Like, what I'm going through at the I'm not gonna lie. I haven't been in the mood for people, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So when you call me for the date, I'm like, yes, 100%. Like, I actually need to go out. Like, it needs to happen.
Yeah.
I always have to have that one date in a week where I go out, because if I don't, I'm not going to be social again.
But I like going out by myself these days.
That's the problem with me as well, though. That's the problem with me as well. I'm so used to doing this whole by myself thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That when it's another person, I'm just there like...
So when you say go out, do you mean like cinema and restaurants?
Yep.
Yeah.
I book a table for one.
I've never gone to the cinema myself.
You need to try it. Especially when the next Marvel movie hits.
I went to watch the James Bond movie by myself. I swear to God, I had so much fun.
Oh my God.
Listen,
it was my nachos. So
I was enjoying.
Wow. Your food tastes better, Alona. She does. People don't get this.
I had fun. I enjoyed. And the movie was good. The food was good. My own company was good.
It's actually
good. Nice. It was really, really
nice. And
then
I took myself Nando's after. I got my Nando's, picked it up, went home and ate it.
Yeah, I've never done.
No, you should. I feel like things like this are very important. I feel like everyone when you're cinemas by single.
At least once.
One thing that everyone needs to
do
is travel alone. I've done that. Trust and believe, it was so beautiful. Because you know what? I feel like when you travel alone, yeah, you are taken out of your comfort zone. I'm the type of person is like, me and my friends, don't talk to me and my friends. It's just me and my friends. Don't come here. Like, do you get what I mean? But when I was by myself, it was a thing of when people like, oh, come join us. I had no choice but to join them.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah. And the hotel that I was staying at, they had like a everyday entertainment at night. So it's like, if you went, you had no choice but to interact with other people. So I left with friends, but I was just like, oh, this is new. Like, I woke up excited to like leave my room so I can go and see my friends, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But when I go on holiday with my friends, it's a thing of, oh, you know, she's next to me or she's downstairs or we're going to get ready, then go to her room.
It's because you have people to interact with, so you don't feel the need to meet someone new.
Exactly. So it pushed me out to even do more things. Like last time we went on holiday, we didn't walk that much. I mean, we walked that day, but we didn't that one day, but
no, because it was traumatizing.
We didn't go out. Yeah, we didn't go out. So my whole thing is when I went by myself, I had something to do every single day.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, there was this waitress. She was basically like, oh, you should go here today. You should go there today. Book a boat. Book this. Book that. Book that. And I was like, no, it's all right. I'm scared of water. I don't know how to swim. I do, but I don't like water. I can't even float.
I can't even float. Come on, floating. I can't do. People want me to swim.
I remember when I went to Turkey and we were on a boat ride.
Yeah.
The tourist guide kept telling me, like, why don't you take a swim? Like, take I'm like, because I would swim. Die. But they're like, now that just is the, you know, the lifesaver thing.
Yeah, you know
and
what?
I'm just looking at my, I'm a big age, jumping to get in the water. Like, I'm not doing it.
Is it a black thing? Because I feel like even if a white person doesn't know how to swim, they'll still get in the water.
They're
very adventurous. Yeah.
No, I'll get into a swimming pool. I'm just not getting to the sea.
Oh. No, but
you can stand
that
in a swimming pool.
Yeah, that's
the water. If I go to the deep end, the water will probably be here.
Like,
you know what's mad, yeah? Me, my mum and my sister were like, okay, we're going to go swimming. Made my mum buy herself a swimming costume and everything. Got it 100%. We get there. She said, I'm not going.
Oh, why?
I was there like, you can literally stay there because you can stand. She said, no. She just said, no.
It's out of fear, isn't it?
Yeah. I was there like, you know what? I think it's a black thing. If we don't know how to do it, we avoid it. We say, no, it's okay.
Not my life. You can't play with my life like that. Yeah. Because the last time I went swimming, I drowned. I almost drowned.
Don't exaggerate. Because you know what? I was there. You can't do that. Then people are going to start saying, Ron, you didn't try to help her?
You really didn't?
No, okay. Why actually
she attempted to sit. Why are you sitting? Like, when we went to Greece, you were sitting.
It wasn't Greece.
Where?
Was it last year or 2019?
No, that was 2019, yes. That wasn't the last time then.
No.
I was still there.
She was there both times. So what happened was, so we went to the swimming pool in, was it the one in Romford or Barking?
Barking.
I mean, yeah. So we went to the swimming pool in Barking. And obviously I'm trying to get comfortable with the water, become more familiar. So I'm just in the shallow end, trying to flow, doing a couple swim situation.
Yeah.
Eventually she encourages me to get to the deep end. So I was like, okay, cool. Get to that. Mind you, I really don't know how to swim. It gets to a while where I stop and I want to feel the bottom of the pool, and so I can stand, because at this point I don't know how to. I'm swimming but I'm sinking. So yeah, get to the deep end, I get tired and I'm trying to reach for the top, like as if there's something there. I don't feel anything. Now I'm swallowing hella water. My eyes are closed. I don't know where I am. So I'm like, okay, cool. Let me reach for those floating things. Maybe I can reach them. Luckily, I did. Quick thinking. Meanwhile, this one is just...
I was swimming.
I look at her. I think she was either swimming or getting out of the swimming pool. I was like, no one saw that.
Aware that your friend can't swim.
I wasn't aware. I wasn't aware of what she was doing. Why are you trying to stand?
Tamara, was she aware that you can't swim?
Yes.
And yet,
okay, and yet, I was aware she can't swim.
But you asked her to come to the deep end. Why?
She encouraged.
I didn't ask her.
Why?
See, English is a very dangerous language. Because even when you say encourage, it's like you've done it.
You've gone and told her to do it.
It's a thing.
The main thing, there was another man, literally.
The lifeguard was there. What the hell? Why am I responsible?
Inches away from me. I said, so wait. I'm there looking at... I'm so confused. I swallowed so much water. I'm like, so no one saw that.
Yeah, it's bare salt, yeah.
I fully was like, you're right. She came out fine. You found your breath.
Don't know how much I pissed on that day. You're telling me I'm fine. It was hella chlorine in that water.
Oh, no. You swallowed people's...
pee. Yeah, it was all up in my nose, my mouth. Oh, anyway.
Never again, huh?
No, we'll go again. I mean, I did it again at the swimming pool in Greece. I did it again. I went to the deep end. But
it wasn't that deep.
Yeah, it was like here in my chin, if anything. And I had the floating thing, so I was fine.
That was all right. But boy. Nah, maybe it's just the black people.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I feel like... You're used to seeing mainly black people, because it's like...
No, because I remember, even when I started riding a bike, I had a neighbor who was white, and she was like, oh, don't worry, like, even if you don't know how to do it, just sit and try. I was like, no.
Sit and try. I taught myself how to ride a bike, actually.
Same, but not sit and try. I literally, I started off, like, you see the... what are they called? You know, before you enter someone's house, there's them...
In the driveway?
No, what is it called? The little, like, brick area. I really don't know what it's called. Like, along the road, before you come into the house.
The fence?
Yeah, it's like the gate area.
Okay.
So
okay.
I used to hold on to people's gates before I started riding by.
And that's what I do when I'm swimming. I hold it onto the edge. Yeah. And I'm doing this.
Yeah, that's what I started off.
You sound like a drug guy trying to walk.
That's literally how I started. And then I started pedaling.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, okay, I can let go now. And then I did it. And then I went to my uncle. I was like, I can do it. Now he goes, so if I buy the bike, I was like, yeah, buy the bike, I'll show you. He bought the bike and I was, you know.
You were fine.
I was the champ.
That's nice. That's nice. They say once you learn how to.
It's better to teach yourself, though. I feel like it's better to teach yourself. Know so, the struggle, so, accept the struggle.
So hold on, when you have kids,
and
you're
be gonna, the gonna, conqueror.
You're gonna, just you're throw gonna, them you're to gonna, the you're gonna let them, like, yeah, go.
No, when I have kids, I am, maybe because I've been raised in England. When I have kids, my kids are gonna start swimming by 2 months.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you can
so
do that.
So it's gonna be a thing. Like, you're going to be swimming.
Because at the very least, they like, can float and just yeah, make like sure they don't drown.
Survival.
2 months.
Yeah, 2 months.
Is that a real thing?
They've been swimming in my stomach, please. They're in fluids in the stomach. No, it's that a
it's
thing,
easier
literally.
For babies to swim because of, you know, they're used to it.
They're used to it. So it's easier for them to start. And then obviously, once my child has grown a bit, it's like survival as well. Like, if anyone ever tries to drown you.
Wouldn't the water be too cold for them?
No.
Well, in a controlled environment, no. It wouldn't, but... Out there in the world, it's a different story.
There's like kiddie pools, isn't it? You start with kiddie pools. There's
Or even just in your own bathtub at home. Yeah. When you're giving them a bath.
There's literally that.
You put that
well.
Floating thing on their neck and just let them float.
What about the bike? You're going to let them learn that.
Don't they have a father? Please. See, well, mine was a present, so I had to. Wow. What did you say?
I said, knowing you, do they?
I heard that.
Yeah, they do.
Because all I'm hearing, no, as in, you want
when
to...
When they go to the father's house, the child will go and ride the bike at daddy's
Why do you keep picturing this scenario where you guys are not together?
No, not that we're not together. I said, in the case that me and this person, I have a one-night stand, I have... I might not want to be with them.
Okay, yeah.
Like we're just not made for each other.
We don't want to be with one another.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but Tamara, would you not think about being together and then you'd be like, if we're not together, you're going straight to the we're not together.
She's just thinking of the worst.
See, no. I always I'm a backup type of person. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So I always have to think of the bad. Before I think of the good.
Mm-hmm.
So when I finish thinking of the bad,
you enjoy the
good. I can enjoy the good.
But you know what's crazy? We were just talking about teaching kids how to ride a bike.
So why
did your mind go to the bad? We're just talking about...
No. Literally, listen, yeah. Once I have a child, yeah, and if I'm not with the person that I have the child with, I'm very big on... accepting situations like I'm not an overshadower. Do you get what I mean? There's certain things that even though he's not in the house, he's still going to have to do as a father.
100%
riding a bike, homework, and shower. What else do men do?
Shower. Do the hair.
Please, the child needs to be knowing how to shower themselves.
No, I'm talking about little kids.
Oh, little kids. Okay, shower.
Listen, anything I can do, you should be able to do as well.
Yeah,
that's how I see.
I feel like in the 9 months that I'm pregnant, parenting classes are important for both of us to go to together or not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Together or not, just
like I need to learn how to braid.
Exactly,
I would like for you to come as well.
What?
My girl said I need to learn how to braid, so you should come and join me. No, but all honesty though, what if you know I'm pregnant again? Yeah. Cool. So I'm pregnant again. I can't do certain things.
It can't even be that. It's just maybe.
To put the hair up, and you can't even put the whole.
We don't even need to take it to that extreme. I'm not home. I'm at work.
Yeah.
You stayed home with the kids because for whatever reason, it's your day off, and they're sick or something. but you need to go out, run errands, you're going to have to take them. Do the hair. Simple.
Change nappies.
Which brings on to this topic. I don't know if you guys saw what's been happening with the baby and his baby mother.
Oh, yeah. I saw.
Certified side chick.
Yeah. He decided. Is that what he called her?
He says she's my certified side chick. Yeah. They were never together.
You know what? The baby's the ugliest man in the world. Just for that. No, I'm not talking about features. Like,
For saying that. Yeah.
That is not right. Because I knew they were together.
Apparently not.
Everyone knew they were together. Apart from him. Okay. Maybe he didn't.
You can't say that because she lived with him.
Or living with someone still. Doesn't.
But to be fair, living with someone does not
doesn't,
mean.
Yeah, you don't. It don't mean that your boyfriend and girlfriend.
For the love of God, we live together. What are we then?
We're living.
Think about it. It doesn't necessarily mean that.
You can just be, you know, cohabitating.
Yeah, exactly.
With the man you're having a child with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You don't necessarily call animals that breed together man and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend.
No, they're breeding.
If Cleo came and now had a child with someone. See what I mean? If she came and now had a child with a man, it wouldn't be a thing of, not a man, another cat, but it wouldn't be a thing of, oh, their boyfriend and girlfriend. It would just be like they had the child and that's the end of it. You're probably looking for someone to buy the child.
I'm saying, to my understanding and my knowledge, they were together.
Yeah, true.
So this whole living situation and stuff, that was just the addition to it.
They were together at the point where she came and started beefing his baby moms.
My point
is, they were together. You're beefing his battles. See me? Anyway, continue, please.
But so yeah, he made a live video on his phone and I think as well as on her phone.
Yeah, he took her phone and went on live.
He must have live streamed her breastfeeding the baby and there was all, you know, going back and forth, F this, F that. And what was it? He says he's recording it for his protection.
Own safety.
And own safety because apparently she got violent with him. Hence why he's now doing this.
Okay.
All in all, what I got is that he wants her out the house, her and the baby out the house.
Mm.
It started with him kicking them out at 3 a.m. and I guess it carried on for the rest of the day to the point where
he basically said they can go to like...
You wanted to kick out a baby at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. He said they can go to a hotel. That's what he said. First of all, let's hear the name. The baby. The person himself is not grown.
That's his stage name.
But he's not grown.
What?
Someone moves to you and you ask, oh, so what's your name? And he says, the baby. He's not even giving you government. He's giving you the baby.
What am I telling my... All I think is, what am I telling my dad? Mom?
Bro,
what? How can I come to him and say this is
the baby?
Also, a lot of rappers will do. They'll just keep being known as.
Yeah, but these Americans, they have some weird names in real life anyway.
Got Young Thug.
I don't feel like.
Do you guys know Future's new real name?
What is it?
I'm saying.
Oh, let's
search it. Future.
Amen.
I think it's just easier to go by their stage name.
Navadius Demon Wilburn.
Future's alright.
Stick to Future. Right. Even past if you like.
But Nebambers.
Listen. It sounds like a spell. Oh, his name is Jonathan.
Who?
The baby. Jonathan Lindell Kirk.
He looks like a Jonathan.
Also known as Baby Jesus.
How do you look like a Jonathan?
No, there's people that, you know, you look like an Obi.
Yeah, before me.
And I look like a Martha. I don't look like a Maria.
I look like a Martha.
You don't look like a Tamara.
You don't look like...
Don't look at me like that.
Before me, how many hobbies did you know?
Just you. You look like a Clarice.
Clarice. Yeah. Do you know what? I think my name suits me so well. I'm just
okay with
used
it.
To it. It's okay. But I don't know. What do you guys think about it? Like...
I feel like that whole situation was sad, and the thing that he did that really shot me in the heart is displaying their baby when she specifically asked not to.
And at a very, you know, private delicate moment as well. Because she wasn't breastfeeding. She was feeding a baby.
No, no, no. He got the baby and then went on live and showed everyone the baby.
Oh,
like,
seriously? I didn't see that video.
Here is our child. Oh, like, he did a whole...
Why would he do that?
The baby's cute.
No, he said... I think I heard something about him saying that he did that to spite... To get to her mum or something like that.
Yeah, well, he got to her whole family.
Yeah, but the baby's also yours, though. That doesn't make sense. Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
No, because we have discussed not to show our child in public. And you definitely go and show our child in public.
Whilst we're having a disagreement.
Whilst we're having a disagreement.
Which just shows that you're trying to piss me off.
Yeah, you're deliberately trying to... If you want me out the house, that's fine. But I'm also not leaving the child. Do you get what I mean?
So like, don't... they said that he kicks both of them out.
Yeah, like, my issue is that at 3 a.m. he told him to leave. Like, he wants his kid to leave at 3 a.m.
No, my issue is he wants his kid to leave.
Yeah. You're kicking your child out.
I mean, I get him saying, you leave. Yeah. I get him saying, get out of my house. I totally get it. But I don't get the whole thing of...
Take the child and go.
Both of you need to leave.
And at a dumb hour as well. 3 a.m.
Especially when she's breastfeeding. That actually pissed me off. Yes. Breastfeeding mothers need to be respected. There's a difference. There's a difference between formula and breastfeeding. Like, you're...
It's on the clock.
Exactly.
Listen, it's on the clock.
It's leaking.
Is
literally
begging, dying for it. I
and
need to.
You can't take me away from the child. Yeah. So if you're even if you're kicking her out alone solely, like it's just not it. And yeah. I don't know. I feel like if I was in a situation like that,
I'm
with
packing
the baby,
my shit and leaving so quick
with that baby.
Let it be 3:00.
I don't
five
know
in the
why
morning,
she was
I'm
there.
Nah, but let's say she's dangerous. Regardless if she's breastfeeding, I'd probably want to kick her out as well.
So if she's dangerous,
yeah. Regardless if she's feeding the baby at that moment in time.
Postpartum depression.
But you're getting physical.
And you're getting physical. You need... I don't know much about postpartum depression. Never been there. Yeah, don't know about it.
Mm. All I said is...
You go through a lot of emotions. And the emotions that maybe she's feeling or facing or going through might be high. So even if she's coming and now getting physical with the guy... It's like, maybe you're not listening to me.
Yeah, but that doesn't...
And him saying that she's getting physical, she's not saying he's getting physical, so we don't know. He might be getting physical for all we know as well.
No, yeah, but right now, we're going based on the one side that we have.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
Supposedly. It's all alleged. Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, he wasn't there. There was no recording, no videos. All we know is that he said she supposedly hit him. That's why he wanted her out the house. Because apparently she wasn't even supposed to be there.
She hit him. This is a man that has murdered someone and she hit him.
Yeah, she hit him.
The baby has killed someone, all right?
Yeah.
Can we just get that out
there?
Yeah. He has slapped a woman on camera, all right? He clapped a fan's face. She got too close and he went pow.
But wouldn't that be more reason for her to just get up and go?
She should have done that, mate. This is before she met him. She was not supposed to begin the relationship.
And that's what
that man.
A lot of people were saying
to her.
It's
while
too
she
bad
was with
that
him.
You are in this situation,
but
it's hard to feel sorry
you.
For you because you have two examples with his baby moms, prior baby moms.
Exactly.
Where it went to shit.
A bad person with those two.
Even when they were together, there was a lot of back and forth between the two baby moms.
I could, okay, cool. If I was a baby mother and I had two baby fathers I had a baby father and a boyfriend, you, as my boyfriend, will never have the access, the authority to ever speak to my baby father anyway.
It's because you set boundaries. He doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to separate the two. He thinks like this new person came into my life. She, you know, do whatever you want. You're my woman now. Anyway, I can, you know, we can
he
sort
gassed
that
one out
her
later. Up, bruv. That's the problem. I feel like that's where men go wrong.
No, that's where she went wrong as well. Okay, let him gas you up. You went and did what you did, and now he's doing the same thing that he was doing to the other baby mother while the two of you were together.
Yeah.
So you had plenty of examples, plenty of red flags.
It's like
plenty of reasons to get up and go before you even got pregnant.
It's like the Chloe and Tristan thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
he left his baby mother while she was pregnant, cheated with you, got with you, and you thought he was going to be an angel.
And then cheated on you whilst you were
pregnant.
I have no clue what those are.
Tristan and Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, okay.
He cheated on her while she was pregnant, but while his ex was pregnant, he cheated with Khloe and left his ex for Khloe. And what, you think this man is going to treat you better? What comes around goes around. I feel like a lot of people miss that whole...
But I don't get, why do people feel like that's a good way to start a relationship? How do you accept that?
It's a bit...
I just, you know what? It might be the reason why when I see certain relationships, I'm not convinced that I want one. I'm not convinced that I'm ready for one.
Yeah.
No, because I have a friend that she's started sleeping with a guy while he...
How did that end?
Well, obviously, they actually did get married, got divorced, and now she's like, he's with my friend.
Well,
that's scary.
Like, yeah, cause, like, when she was telling me the story, I was like,
I don't know how to do.
You know when someone's the same way in school, and then years later they're just completely different.
I don't know. Yeah, it's some. Why?
Yeah.
I just learned to, like, why
though? And you know what hit me is that
she didn't care.
So, that's how I look at her.
But you know what?
Does she think that they're going to marry and he's going to be completely faithful?
I mean, she's pregnant for him now, so...
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Maybe it's a different story, because you know what, yeah? Some people, in times like that, it might be actually a love thing, but at times you can't just get with the person.
Yeah, but a love, can you just wait?
Like I said, a love.
isn't someone's boyfriend. Not to say that would make it acceptable, but...
It's someone's fiance. Like.
No, but yeah, like you said, maybe for whatever reason she fell in love with him, but it's the fact that there's like zero remorse. It's not like, I fell in love with him, like I feel bad. But
yeah.
She just doesn't care.
That's crazy.
So I was like, yo.
When did your friends come to you with these kinds of informations, how honest are you going to be with them?
I thought that she's crazy.
No, but crazy. What else do you say? I don't know.
I thought that she's crazy, and like to me, this is not gonna end well.
Yeah, I don't think it is. Said that. Not to. It's even. It's them as well. I'm not trying to rain on your show, but.
Do you come and now say to her, "I just want you to remember this conversation"? Because I feel like when it comes to some of our friends, and I have conversations with them about their like situations, I'm like, I want you to remember this, just in case you think you can come back to me when things go bad.
Because
it's like some people, when you say things to them, they feel like, oh, you're attacking me,
or you're against what I'm doing,
or no one likes you. I've got the one that, oh, no one likes you, so you think you can.
Oh no, she 100% felt like I was low-key attacking her, but I didn't care.
Yeah, but
I'll just tell her what I.
But that's a clear indication that you know what you did is fucked up.
Yeah,
so that's why you're getting so defensive.
Because you know what? The minute you accept, okay, what I did was mad.
You go quiet because you're trying to process everything.
It's like, bro, I shouldn't have called this person. Because now you've triggered. Well, not triggered, but like you said what I already know.
Now I have to face reality.
It's the fact that I'm hearing it out loud.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like their whole situation, people that get with famous people anyway, you come in now, like, yeah, rappers. One thing I will say, what's her name? J Huss's ex, but now Rose. Girlfriend, but Lorraine. Now mother.
I don't know what she looks like.
I would say the way they handle their situation, 100%. I like it.
In the eyes of the public, yes.
He's never disrespected.
Well, supposedly they were broken up, and then we find out that she's pregnant. But we don't know if they're together. I guess we're assuming.
No, they went out together.
Well, we don't know that. Well, we do know that because there's pictures. I'm saying, are they together or not?
Wine on him. They were together.
Okay, I guess. I'm saying, are they together?
No. They were together in that video.
But they're not together
in real life. I don't know. it's not my business. But the thing is, that's
there was no
like,
public disrespect.
Yeah, there's no public disrespect, but you're publicly doing the disrespect.
It's even the same with what's his name? Ah, I forget his name. What's Nala's dad?
Krebs.
And what is the mother's name?
Krebs and I forgot her name as well.
God, I really forgot her name. This is bad. I don't like not acknowledging the woman. But anyway, Krebs and his ex girlfriend, who is the mother of his child.
Yeah.
Their situation looks, in the public eye, it looks very ideal. There's no public disrespect. It's just a thing of we try to make it
they
work.
They even go out together though.
Yes.
Without the child.
We've always had the child.
It's like the thing is, they're family. That's how they describe their whole relationship. I mean, we're family.
It started with the way he met her as well. It was through a post that she. It was like a GoFundMe page for her mother's funeral. So it conversation started through that.
Yeah, so it's a built respect. Well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a built respect. Actually, it does. It depends on how you meet the person. 100% depends on how you meet the person. Because there's certain people that you meet in your life, yeah? And you look at the way you met them and you're like, all right, cool. Because of the way things started, I am respecting how they end.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's some people you're like, oh, fuck off, man.
It's like
it's not that deep.
It can happen with anyone else. Like, it's not special.
Like you're not special.
And I don't think it's even an out of pity situation because of the mother's funeral. But it's a thing of
I built respect for you.
Exactly.
It's hard for that respect to go.
Should it not be based on how their relationship was rather than how they met?
How they met both, it contributed. Yeah, it's very contributional.
No, but even though it's like let's say you meet a girl in like a club.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the best place to meet your girlfriend.
Not at all.
But then your relationship is great.
You know what? You can go either way.
You have respect for what you've built. Do you get what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. So it's not necessarily about where.
No. But it has. Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I see it. I acknowledge it.
I accept it.
I accept it. But I stick to what I said.
I see what I said.
No, it's. You're right in the sense of, okay, cool, we've built.
Mm-hmm.
We have
an understanding.
We have an understanding. Have common ground in each other and all of that. So it's a thing of where we're just respecting each other, really.
This is what I want. This is where you want. We meet in the middle and we both respect that, basically.
Yeah.
How you meet the person isn't the be all or end all, whatever the sentence is. It isn't going to determine how the relationship is going to develop or end.
That's true.
But it does help if you meet that person in a friendly setting and it goes from there.
Yeah.
You're more likely to, you know, take a step back and think twice. Whereas if it was a stranger, it's like, you know what? I can just get rid of you and find someone else.
Ooh.
That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Well, if that stranger is great.
Well, then I guess you're a great stranger.
But everyone's a stranger.
Yeah.
When they mom just and dad is strangers.
They've known me my whole life, but I haven't known them.
But I don't know you.
Is it a TikTok or a video? This lady was like, I just realized, what's it? I have kids and I'm married and living with this man that I don't know.
Yeah, you don't.
She knows him, but, you know.
We're not related. Like, what the hell?
When you think about it, the concept of relationships is scary.
It is. It actually is.
It's very invasive as well.
Anyway,
my head hurts. Gotta take a water break. Bye, Maria.
What are you singing for?
Bye. What happened?
I don't know.
Hi, guys. It's been a while. It's been a very long while. It's been a year. It hasn't even been a year. It's going to be a year, but so much has changed. So much has been going on. So much is new. So much has happened. Just so much has really, really happened. And I don't know. Just so much. there's just so many new things. I don't know where to start, and I don't know where to stop. So many great things, so many bad things. It's just life. Life is what has been happening.